Thank you, Isezaki-san. So we will go on to session one, emerging new phenomena of conflicts in the world. Our moderator is Ms. Yoko Hirose. Good afternoon. Thank you for coming on this very cold day. I have to apologize for my husky voice. I have caught a cold, but I have the honor to moderate this session. I am a lecturer of the PCS. My name is Yoko Hirose. So session one is titled Emerging New Phenomena of Conflicts in the World. We have four speeches and two comments. So new conflicts is a hotly used phrase, and what that is would be explained. But after the Cold War, new types of war, new types of conflicts, including terrorism, have increased, and debates have increased accordingly. However, there are different opinions, and what opinions are correct or wrong, there is no clear answer. Therefore, in this session, we would like to discuss about the so-called new phenomenon of conflicts and a war. We would like to deepen our analysis and understanding about this new insecurity. This is a very timely topic. Plus, at this moment, we all have to think together to find some response or resolution. So, first of all, I would like to list the speakers of session one. From Bradford University, Professor Christopher Cushing. From Kobe University, Professor Hiroyuki Tosa. So after the two presentations, the Vice Rector, former Vice Rector of UNU, Professor Kinhide Mushakoji, will tell us his comment. After the break, from Nagoya University, Professor Norman Cook will discuss. Originally, we were expecting to see Professor Daimon from Waseda. However, Professor Daimon has caught influenza and is unable to come, and therefore, please kindly understand that Professor Daimon cannot be with us today. From Kabul University, Dr. Wadir Safi will give us his speech. And then, although he has not arrived yet, Professor Shinoda of University of Hiroshima will give us his comment, and there will be some time for discussion. So without further ado, we will start the speeches. Our first speaker is Professor Christopher Cushing at Bradford University. He is the director of the Center for International Security and Cooperation. He was a pilot in Canada for more than 20 years. He has worked with the Red Cross, NGO, government, private sector, and in different areas. In NGO and the UN, he has covered Africa, Europe, and Asia in some 23 countries. He has been involved in emergency humanitarian aids. He has abundant experiences in the field in these areas. So, Professor Christopher Cushing, the floor is yours. Sustainable security.